We've got a world first footwear first for you, a fully biodegradable shoe. Comes from a company called Orba. It's called the Ghost, made entirely of natural materials, rice husk, corks, coconut husks. Orba's sustainability manager, Gillian Boucher, is with us. Gillian, morning.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Are they as rude as all birds?
Rude as all birds.
Well,
I'm not sure
all
what you
birds
mean by
are
that.
Rude and rude as. Are they a good looking
no.
shoe?
They're a fantastic looking shoe. Have you not been on the website yet?
I have not
I've not been on the website.
I've been flat out this morning with technical issues. Tell me, are they you know, super good looking?
They are super good looking. They're a nice casual urban sneaker. They're off-white, so it's the Ghost. That's the first shoe on the market for now. And yeah, they're beautiful and super comfy.
Okay. And so what happens to them when they wear out? Do you put them in the tip and they just biodegrade and return to the earth or something?
Absolutely not. So we're taking full responsibility for the end of life of these shoes. They're competitive with any other shoe. They're going to last. But when they've come to the end of the life, we want you to send them back to us. And we're going to make sure that we put them in the right environment for them to biodegrade.
Which is what?
Microbial environment. So these shoes aren't going to biodegrade when you're walking around town, much like your linen shirt won't biodegrade when you're wearing it to the beach. So it has to be the right combination of microbes in the right environment for them to biodegrade, and we're taking care of that.
Okay, hold on. I've got your website up now. They're not bad,
pretty,
actually.
Huh?
No, they're not bad. They're not bad. They're better than all birds. They look like a genuine trainer.
Well, they're super comfortable. They're super comfortable, and we're really proud.
What about the potential? Can you make a million of these? Not numerically. I'm talking about different styles, shapes, sizes, etc.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we're working on. And we're looking at probably the fourth or fifth run. We're going to be looking at some natural dyes and producing some different colors. But we want to get some feedback from our wearers and find out what kind of colors they'd be keen on seeing.
Yeah. What about high tops? Yeah. Can you do high tops?
Probably. Hey, look, the world's our oyster. We've just done something brilliant and created a shoe that's, you know, designed to biodegrade, so I'm sure we can almost do anything, Mike.
What about a dress shoe? What about a little something for the office?
Well,
little
slip on. I wear this in the office. I mean, we're still looking at natural fibers, right? So
yeah.
We're not using leather, and we're not using synthetics, so they're not going to be shiny. They're going to be, you know, natural fibers like the flax canvas that you see on the white shoe. The cork sole and the natural rubber, the cork insole and the natural rubber sole. So they're always going to look a little earthy and a little neutral, but I think they look pretty smart.
$245, that's up there.
Well, it's not cheap to be innovative.
No.
You know, and as soon as this kind of becomes the new paradigm of footwear, we can start making them a bit cheaper. But hey, I think it's pretty competitive. I pay that for a pair of shoes.
Yeah, no. But I mean, you're competing obviously with regular shoes like Nike, Adidas, all that sort of stuff, and they're in the low 200s, aren't they? So you're asking a premium, I guess. What about durability? Do they wear out any quicker?
Well, just going back to that point, Mike, yeah, you know, Nike and those shoes, they might be a bit cheaper, but they cost more in the end because they pollute the environment. So, yeah. Sorry, what was your
durability? Do they wear out quick?
No, they don't. They've passed a lot of standard tests for durability, tear strength. So, no, they're a pretty solid shoe, handcrafted. We haven't compromised quality for sustainability.
Fantastic. Go well with them. I hope you do. Gillian Boucher, Orba Sustainability. Allbirds, I don't mean to be mean about Allbirds. I'm just joking about Allbirds, but they've never made money. They're not profitable. They're going for an IPO valued at hundreds of millions of dollars. This is in America, and they've never made a profit. So it's another one of those interesting companies that sounds good, looks good, but is it ever actually going to pay its way?